1776.
Plane dropped for the second time in 3 weeks. The Obamas light the Christmas tree in Washington, and the lame duckers are at it. It's kind of a game of I can do anything better than you can, Democrats versus the Republicans. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show, Coast to Coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we'll get to the skinny on the NFL this week with Steve Budin from SportsInfo.com as he breaks down the games for us. And there's some excellent matchups, I think, this time around. Of course, last week I was salivating over the Monday night game, the Patriots and the Jets. And I did pick the Patriots, but I thought it was going to be a nail biter. It was anything but it was probably the most boring game of the entire week. Maybe I ought to stick to not picking the games. All right, so we'll talk to Budin about that. Also coming up this hour, We Can Count, topping We Can Count, Howard Stern upping again with XM Sirius, and you won't believe the kind of dough that they're going to hand Stern. Of course, he is the king of all media, or the king of all shock jocks. I don't know which one he claims to be. I think he claims to be the king of all media. But, I mean, money is not what he wants, and but he is going to get plenty of it. Let's just put it this way. Derek Jeter, as I was talking about from New York, got a 3-year deal, $51 million. You can multiply that by almost 100. There's your big hint. But that's part of We Can Count. Right at the top, though, let's go to the lame duck folks. A key vote on Don't Ask, Don't Tell fails. It's what they call the procedural vote on that bill that has the repeal of the military's now policy since the mid-90s, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It failed on Thursday. It's probably the final nail in the coffin, if you will, to the people who were pushing to overturn the 17-year-old ban. And there were so many in the military who thought it should be overturned. But apparently there was enough of a tug of war over this, which we knew, that it's not looking real good. Joe Lieberman, the independent senator from Connecticut, not thrilled. He's still looking for those votes, and he's still going to try to do what he can do. Here's what he said.
We're not going to give up. We're going to keep fighting until the last possible moment in this session because we've got the votes to change this unjust policy. 60, and I think maybe more than 60, members of the United States Senate have made clear that they support the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
All right, so he's right about that number. That number was accurate. Of course, then there was the breakdown among the combat troops, not the American public and not the military overall, and that was a little bit different. The shades of that were a little bit different. I think this hot potato gets passed to the next Congress. I don't think anything's going to happen until January because, you know, look, you count the amount of days that are left, and there's no way they're going to go through the START treaty and what's going to happen there and through a lot of the other little particulars that they're trying to clean up, get off the desk before they bolt. And there's going to be more grandstanding, I think, and argument back and forth on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So I think Lieberman's wrong. I think he's right to push, but I think he's wrong on whether or not it's going to pass or not. I don't think so. Hey, speaking of the face of what Congress will look like next time around. Remember, there were still some places where ballots had to be counted, and there were close races where they wanted to do it over again. So check this out. Congressman Tim Bishop beat the Republican challenger in New York's 1st District. Why do you care about that, America, if you're listening to me in Illinois or Kentucky or wherever? Well, here's why, because it's the final tally. That win finalized on Wednesday morning the last House race that pretty much shores up Republican gains in the House midterms at 63 seats. So it does. It's 63 seats. You know, that whole ballot counting thing. Can you imagine? We live in the United States of America. and it's taken this long to count that all up. So, by the way, bishops win 263 votes out of 194,000 cast in Long Island, because that's where that district is. Crazy. And Tim Bishop, of course, is a Democrat. So 63 ultimately was the net gain. That's done. Conversation over. So that means Congress, we know, it has a Republican feel next time around. The Senate, a little bit different story. There were some pickups, but still the Senate would yield a little bit to the Democrats, although, like I said, there were some pickups. That makes it a little bit different. All right, I mentioned unemployment here at the top and the fact that, or joblessness, and the fact that those numbers are starting to turn around. But there was an interesting poll. You know how I'm the queen of all polls. And the poll that I looked at today when I was actually on a flight back from Washington, D.C., because I went to New York, then to Washington, then back to Dallas. So about 50% of Americans say they're worse off now than they were 2 years ago when President Obama was in office. Two-thirds think the country's headed in the wrong direction. This is a Bloomberg national poll. Overall, we could break it down a couple of different ways, but Americans have been a little bit more downbeat about the future in the last couple of months. We certainly all know that, and that's what the poll shows. It shows pessimism. And the pessimism cuts across the political parties, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter, even age group, same thing. And, you know, remember, all politics in a way are local because it depends, I say this all the time, it depends on the person's economic well-being and what's happening in their world, because you can't help it. You're a human being. It's always about what's in it for me, ultimately. So flat out the numbers in the Bloomberg poll. Better or worse off than 2 years ago? Worse off, 51%. Better off, 35%. And this carries over, I believe, into next year. All right, another big deal on the side of the House and what's happening there. The House Dems rejected the tax cut deal. There's been massive pressure on this. And they negotiate, you know, the negotiations between the White House and the Senate Republicans and all that closed-door meeting stuff. So the non-binding vote of the caucus that was held with a slammed door puts a lot of pressure on the House, or the leaders in the House anyway, to try to get those changes into a proposal that the White House is now saying is a take-it-or-leave-it package. Afterwards, somewhere in the day, I was at one of the airports, I think it was National, and I happened to catch a glimpse of Pelosi, and the House Speaker just pretty much said after the vote that the lower chamber Democrats are going to fight to alter the bill. So you know what that means. The compromise of getting the money for unemployment, extending that versus we're going to give in and keep the Bush tax cuts across the board for all incomes, that's the sticking point. However, the White House flack, Robert Gibbs, was sure to trot this out in front of the press. He said the president is confident Congress is going to approve the tax package despite all the rejection by the House Democrats. Ooh. All right, we're talking about the NFL coming up around the bend here on ATN.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Well, down hearted and confused, because maybe you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, fellas, got to hold on you.
Jason Garrett is being called the Red Jesus by one of the sports talkers in Dallas, Texas. And, of course, Garrett is the interim coach for the Dallas Cowboys. But the question is, can the Cowboys roll on a little bit further than they are? Certainly not in the playoffs, but meaning can they bounce back and still end up a little bit respectable for Jason Garrett? Well, they just came off beating the Colts. And he's now got three wins under his belt, just one loss on Thanksgiving Day. And the Cowboys are taking on the Eagles, hosting the Eagles, in fact, in the Sunday night game. You know how much I love those Sunday night games. So here's the thing. I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe that's going to be the game of the week. I don't pick it. It's up to the computer to decide what the game of the week's going to be. And this is just a little reminder. Coming up in the third hour, we have Nail the Score. It's such a popular thing that we do. We had Chris in Connecticut who recently won a couple of weeks ago, and she won on the Eagles too, by the way. And so maybe you could be the next winner, because we certainly haven't stopped doing it. We do it all the way through the playoffs. A couple people have come close. She cleaned out the prize closet, but not everything. We still have some other things, really cool things, to give away if you should nail the score. How it works is the computer randomly picks the game of the week. You call up. You don't have to analyze anything. You just tell us who you think's going to win the game and what you think the final score will be. If you correctly nail it on the head, boom, you have nailed the score. For example, if you had said that tonight the Colts and the Titans in that matchup, if that was a nail the score game, if you said that the Colts would beat the Titans 30-28, ding, 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 you're a winner. That's what happened, by the way. So Peyton Manning bouncing back had over 310 yards and a couple of touchdowns because it was a three-game skid for the Colts. Pretty tough. And the Titans held steady, but not in the end when they had to, when it mattered. So the Colts are now 7-6. They refuse to die. The Packers, by the way, take on the Lions. Traditionally, when the Lions had some decent teams, that could be a fun one to watch, a fun little sort of semi-rivalry. Nothing like the Packers and the Vikings in the day, but the Packers should eat the Lions' lunch, even though it's at home for the Lions. I can't imagine that this is going to be a tight game. Green Bay is favored by 7. I'm just giving you a couple of the possibilities of games of the week could be. The Giants take on the Vikings, by the way. It is at home. New York is favored by 3. They're looking for their 9th win. You've got the Buccaneers and the Redskins. The Redskins have been a crazy team. They're 5-7, and the Bucs are 7-5. The Bucs are something to talk about. Freeman has been fun to watch. He's got like 16 touchdowns on the season, but the yards are pretty impressive. He's almost at 2,500. And besides that Eagles-Cowboys game, because people will be curious about that, what happens, it is a rivalry, and the Cowboys always want to beat the Eagles, so that would be their 5th win, and it'd be huge for Garrett anyway, since that matchup is a home one. But I think the Chargers and the Chiefs could be a decent game. It's in San Diego. The Chiefs are 8-4. You look at Phillip Rivers, and he's having a big season. Stat-wise, if you had them on a fantasy team, you'd be happy anyway. But they're pretty much dead even. They're 6-6 on the season. And then you've got the Patriots and the Bears. You look at Tom Brady. I mean, he just looked like all world against the Jets. Are the Jets that bad or Tom Brady that good? Which is it? So anyway, the Patriots and the Bears, that's an afternoon game. Who knows? That has some possibilities, at least for, you know, New England's favored just by 3, so they're not getting all the respect, even though it's in Chicago territory. That could be a decent game. Let's put it this way. I think that game, the Bears will put up more of a fight than the Jets did. I mean, the Jets, you know, turn out the lights. It's like they just gave up, and every mistake that could possibly happen happened. Anyway, there's my cheap plug for Week 14. Nail the score. Mark it down. That's coming up in our third hour here on America Tonight. In the meantime, we're going to kind of zig and zag all over the places. I think Steve Budin might be in the air somewhere. I'm not sure about that. So let's hit a couple of other key things that we weren't able to get to on the day. You know, the big news, naturally, was what's going on with Don't Ask, Don't Tell and what's happening with the tax cut bill. Now, and it's also intriguing in this tax cut bill that you've got energy breaks that have been put in there. So I think this is a way to extend breaks for like ethanol and whatever the alternative forms of energy that are out there, make that part of the deal. Remember the whole idea about, hey, if you get a little green, you can get this back. There's certain insulation in the attic. Remember, that was one thing. And using other forms, like certainly anybody who has who's using wind, of course, you have to have a lot of money to build one of those things. So it would be great to have it, wouldn't it? Because who wouldn't want to save the kind of money you would save? But you have to have some bucks to be able to do it. But just the little things that you're able to do that you would be able to get the brakes on, they're trying to push that, I think, back in there. And while that was going on in Washington, something else happened that has to do with the pat downs and the TSA. And because I was just flying, coming back from New York, as many of you heard our previous show, we were talking about domestic violence, and I was just stunned to learn. I knew the statistics weren't great. A lot of you are fathers. You have teenage daughters or you have grown daughters, and you think of them dating. You know, the old joke about, oh, the shotgun. And, I mean, seriously, now you worry with the texting and the cyber things that are going on. But 1 in 3 women in the United States will suffer some kind of domestic violence in their lifetime. I was just blown away, so I was happy that we were invited to be a part of that to try to raise the awareness. And when we were in New York flying back, I flew through Washington, and flying back through Washington, stopping at National, it's a strange thing. For all the things that they make you do when you go to the airport with the shoes or the liquids or the, you know, I flew in from New York, so I was at LaGuardia out of Queens, and I was one of the first people through. They lifted the gate up. It was 4:30 in the morning, and they had a big sign, no snow globes. Can't have any snow globes. I hadn't seen that anyplace else. I don't know if this is across the board now. And then there were a few other items that I hadn't seen that don't take this in, but the snow globe thing really kind of stood out to me. And in going through, I had on a baseball cap, so of course I had to take off the hat. They wanted to see if I had anything underneath the hat. And just when we had that flip video ready to roll, nothing happened. There was no, the entire time I traveled, there was no pat downs. There was no, none of that. There was nothing with, okay, you have to go into the scanner, or if I reject it, I have to leave the airport or whatever. I wasn't given those alternatives. It didn't happen. It was just the normal thing for me going through the normal detection process. But it hasn't been that way for everybody. And certainly we've seen some of the photographs, and these aren't Photoshop. These are the real thing. So there was a diplomat. Do you know the name Meera Shankar? Anyone out there know Meera Shankar? You probably don't, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to introduce you to him. He is the Indian ambassador in the U.S. Twice he has been patted down. I mean, really patted down. Not asked to step aside or whatever, really patted down. And so now he has had enough of it and this complaint and saying, listen, shouldn't there be some kind of a break for diplomats? Why am I being patted down? This has happened now twice in 3 months. And here's the odd thing about this, too. The second time around, he was at Mississippi State as part of some kind of lecture or something, and it was in Mississippi that he actually went through that. And remember, I had just been to Mississippi a couple of weeks ago, and I had no problems there, absolutely no problems. But he tells a much different story and is actually demanding an apology, and apparently the government's going to give him an apology for doing that. So here's what's starting to happen with the pat downs or the x-rays or, you know, the body scans. It depends on who you are and whether or not you're going to get the break. Remember the pilots? The pilots complain. They don't have to deal with that. You get my drift. So it just depends on where you are in the pecking order. Stay with us. Coming up, we can count.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
It's time for another edition of We Can Count here on America Tonight. Making a little bit of noise anyway, Howard Stern's new contract with SiriusXM. There was heavy speculation that Stern might go back to terrestrial radio. You know, there were a lot of people talking about that. In fact, he himself had made some noise about that. But apparently, it looks like he's going to stay put. But how much is it going to take to make him stay put? The rumors are $400 million. Wow. Remember, the last contract he had was $500 million. So now $400 million. At that point, when you're talking about those kind of numbers, it's like Play-Doh. It's just play money. So, and it's not done. The ink is not dry on it. Nothing's happened for sure yet. But no stock options this time, I guess, would be the biggest thing. Last time he had stock, he got the big contract and he got stock. This time he wouldn't get it. And, you know, will he work? There's also the thought that he might scale back the amount of days that he would work, that maybe he'd only work 3 instead of 4 days or do something like that and be part of some other aspect of what's going on at Sirius. But no stock, a step back from the extra $100 million, that kind of stuff. Wow. It's still, isn't that just a crazy number? $400 million. So how much does that break down for every second that he's on the air? Well, I don't think we want to do seconds. I think that'd be too hard. But if he broke it down, how much is he getting? Let's say this. How much is he getting for every day that he's on the air? How about that? Every day. All right, since we're down the path of the ridiculous, this was another little item I saw across a one of those scrolling things in the airport. It was either CNN or Fox or somebody that they had on. It's funny because the airports, LaGuardia has CNN, and at National they had, where I was, they had Fox on. But one of the things that came across, see, this is where they run out of real news. Oh, we don't want to talk about Don't Ask, Don't Tell. We don't want to talk about the tax breaks. We don't want to talk about the things that are affecting the American people. We got to throw in these juicy tidbits because everybody's crazy about celebrities or faux celebrities, as I call them. Kate Gosselin, you know who she is? Any idea who she is? You know, the Kate and John Plus 8 show that they had. Anyway, she still continues to make news. And apparently, she got a haircut for $1,000. What do you get done to your hair for $1,000? I bet all of you guys listening to me, you're driving a truck, you're working a third shift somewhere. I don't, maybe you even own your own business. Maybe you make a gazillion dollars. But $1,000 haircut? Now, because she's a woman, you have to assume hair color, that would have to be included in it. She was straightening her hair, I guess, and this is what's interesting. Wouldn't you love to be in this line of work? The big chunk of the money, I guess, was for the consulting. She was at a salon called Ted Gibson. And it's the consulting. So you go in and they look at your hair and they consult. They consult the hair, kind of deciding what you should do with your hair. That's a good gig if you can get that. I would like that job where I could just, that's what I would do. I would just look at someone's hair and, you know, I could kind of toss it around, guy or woman, and say, this color would look good on you. Or perhaps this would, or, you know, whatever magic thing I come up with, because that's what they're doing. They're coming up with some magic. And that's a pretty good gig if you can get it, let's put it that way. So $1,000. I guess she's not hurting in the wake of her divorce from John, or I think they're separated and soon to get a divorce. I don't know, because, you know, I don't pay attention to that stuff. This is interesting, too, however. And there were a bunch of John F. Kennedy pictures by the White House photographer, and those old photographs are actually pretty cool. And his name was Cecil Staunton, and there was a very rare image of Marilyn Monroe. Remember all the speculation about Marilyn Monroe and JFK? But this photograph, a black and white photograph, was Marilyn Monroe with the president and Robert Kennedy at a Democratic fundraiser. And it was auctioned off on Thursday, got $151,000. And in the envelope that had the picture in it, there was a label on it. It said, sensitive material, May 19th, 1962. Sensitive material. Gee, I wonder why that was sensitive material. And there were other photographs by Staunton, because he took so many of the private Kennedy moments. And a lot of the things that he did were certainly public, too, but there were also those behind-the-scenes stuff. I mean, that's the best kind of photographs anyway, when you catch people off guard or how they really are. And this photograph, which we'll put up somewhere on the website just so you can see it, it's kind of a curiosity, is one of those behind-the-scenes photographs with Marilyn Monroe. Wow. All right, on to more serious fare for We Can Count. This is a pretty big deal, especially as somebody who just has gotten off of a plane. In the last couple of weeks, I've flown a lot. So the Federal Aviation Administration is saying that they're missing key information on who owns one-third of the 357,000 private and commercial aircraft in our country. That is a huge gap. Do you think a terrorist or a drug trafficker could have access to one of those planes? There are about 119,000 of the planes on the U.S. registry, by the way, that have questionable registration because of, check this out, missing forms, invalid addresses, unreported sales, or other paperwork problems. This is all what the FAA is saying. So while we're getting patted down at the airport, lifting off our hats, having people grope us, making decisions on whether we want the X-ray or not, not taking in our snow globe, or I met a woman today that was in a wheelchair, and she had come down from New York, and for some reason the plane that she was on, which was a different shuttle than I was on, she had to go out of the National Airport, out of National, and come back in to be screened again. She's diabetic, so she had a bottle of water, which she bought in the airport, didn't know she had to be screened again, and of course she had to throw the water out. In the meantime, we have all these planes that we don't know half of what's going on with them. You think, does anyone think that's a little dangerous? You think that could possibly be where something might happen? I haven't even thrown out the numbers. So 800-259-5791, 119 missing forms, don't have the addresses, can't trace it. Are you kidding? They don't know who owns the plane, or even if it's still flying or has just been junked, or who knows, sold to somebody else. You know, you buy a plane, sell the plane. So you have to think, well, I can tell you already what I think, drug trafficking, because that they could use some phony, faulty paperwork, and if they could get away with it, of course they would do that. So now they're saying that what they're going to do is they're going to cancel the registration certificates of some of these planes and require the people who own them to register again so that they can try to flush out maybe what's happened in some of these cases with the planes. In other words, make them register, you know, to go through the paperwork process. But to me, that says that's a big giant hole right there. That, of course, there's where somebody could do serious damage. I'm going to tell you where another hole is. And I didn't know about this until I traveled either. In Philadelphia, when you fly into Philadelphia, there is one part of the airport where if you have to make a connecting flight, you know, in a lot of airports where maybe many of you have traveled through, you take a shuttle tram. And it's on the outside of the airport, or maybe it could even be in the inside of the airport. You go to the little tram thing, and it takes you around to whatever the next terminal is, or else you run for your life for the next terminal, or you get on one of those crazy carts and go to the next spot. But in Philadelphia, you have to make your way down. It's crazy, down these steps outside of the airport. So you have people that are carrying luggage where they're practically falling on their face, running down, carrying the luggage. And there you get on a little shuttle bus, and the shuttle bus goes around the planes. You're like going around one terminal. I'm thinking, how easy would it be to get? They didn't look at your ticket to see if you were going to this other terminal. They just assumed you were. So you just got down the line and jumped on the shuttle, and then you were right there, right, full access to the planes, if somebody wanted to do something that way. And that's not the only place. The other place where I saw a similar thing, it was a different kind of shuttle, and it was also crazy, was at National, because I got on that shuttle, and that was small. It was like what they used to call those jitney buses. It was one of those jitney buses. So there again, I thought, wow, you're so exposed. They didn't check tickets, nothing. So you would just walk up, just meander up. Oh, you have to get on the shuttle? Great, we're only taking 21. Go squeeze on the little jitney thing. You're behind the planes, same thing. They're fueling up, the baggage, the whole deal. You're right there with everybody else. You might as well have on one of those safety vests and stand out underneath the plane. I cannot believe that they do that. Isn't what they used to do in the 1960s? I don't know. But I think it shows vulnerability, and what I just mentioned shows serious vulnerability. So while all that stuff is going on in the airport, they have all these planes where they don't know. They don't know who they belong to. I think that's way too many planes to be missing key information on. Crazy, crazy stuff. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your 2 cents here on America Tonight.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's time to live up to your worth. Time to take charge financially, emotionally, and physically. Join me each week for A Woman's Worth on webtalkradio.net for inspiration and practical ideas to succeed in all of our roles as women. I'll introduce you to experts, resources, and tools so that you can live up to your worth, so you can thrive. Join me at webtalkradio.net for A Woman's Worth, because we're in it together and we're going to change the world.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You know, in a perfect world, there really would be justice for all. And this is a follow-up. I got to throw it out there, because finally, after all these years, will there be justice for Elizabeth Smart? And I think you all know her name. She was 14 at the time, the young girl in Salt Lake City who was kidnapped and forced to have sex with this nutball who said she was a bride of his and whatever, and kept her hostage basically for 9 months. Luckily, someone spotted him. The rest is history. And Brian David Mitchell is now going to get, I hope, his just desserts, because the jury is deliberating on that right now as to what's going to happen, what's ultimately the verdict is going to be after this has gone on for weeks now. Excuse me, where he's been chanting in the courtroom and whatnot. And Elizabeth Smart really was brave about this. I mean, she was in the courtroom. She testified. She told about the sick, twisted things that happened. And I really think that the attorney was trying to play the nutball card, which is the insanity play. But it wasn't going to work this time. But did it play on the jury at all? Did any of the things that was talked about from the defense's side did it stick with the jury, or are they going to really be able to put him away forever and a day? Because that's what I think should happen. He wrecked that family's lives, and certainly Elizabeth Smart. Luckily, she somehow has emerged from that. But, boy, if there is justice, then that needs to be meted out in that case. All right, this is America Tonight. We're in stretch drive mode here, getting to the tail of this hour. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Madam President.
Hello.
Thank you so kindly for the book on the Bears.
Oh, you got it already. Good.
Yes, I did. And that nice little comment that you made, I like that as well. I need a picture of you as well.
We'll do it next time.
Okay, great. I'd like to recommend a book myself. It's called Resurrecting America. And once you read it, you will realize that we're overpaying for our gas. We have 169 years of oil in this country, and we could use it twice as much as we're doing now and still have that. And also, we're paying $150 a gallon for algae oil. We gave them $250 million to start producing it, and the only client is a government agency called the United States Navy.
Mm-hmm.
My last outrage is we're about to grant 84,000 people a payout for 17,000 black farmers. Does that make sense to you?
84,000? Oh, yeah, meaning why is that amount 84,000? I see what you're saying, yes.
17,000 black farmers are going to get 84,000 people. 84,000 are going to get 17,000 black farmers.
Right, right.
In other words, more pigs than there is trough.
Isn't that the problem? That's like that, and you could take that a step further. That's the whole thing with the earmarks too, moving down the lane.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous. It's
absolutely
ridiculous.
I agree with you.
not for nothing that this is something interesting that I was digging around the other day to find out. But do you know John Boehner, when he steps in and takes over as Speaker of the House, he is
maybe he will.
Oh, he will. He will. Well, trust me. I've got this down. There's no way. But trust me. Okay, so listen to this. He has never had an earmark. Isn't that interesting?
I
cannot find any, and I can't find anyone that can tell me about any. That is good, because that's what he was preaching. At least he's saying he doesn't go along with that, and he's never had one. For a person who's been a career politician, where you're in the land of the earmarks, that's pretty interesting, isn't it?
I commend him for that. That's
I
good.
Do, too.
That's
I good. Do, too. Yep.
Well, now, if you happen to run across a car, you know, that you don't need, I would be glad to take it off your hands. And you might include it and nail the score or something, and I'll do my best to win it. I'm tired of this piece of junk I'm driving. It's horrible.
There you go. If I come across a spare car, we'll get it to you.
Okay, I get 2 miles to the gallon with my Chevy, and I need a replacement.
I understand. I got you. You're always good for a laugh or two.
Oh, wait, I got another one for you.
Okay.
Did you hear about Santa Claus being banned from Nevada?
No.
Well, the girls up there took offense last year, the professional girls, because he kept running around yelling, "Ho, ho, ho, Merry Christmas."
But I'm pumped. That was a layup.
Amen.
Okay. Thanks, Dan. Bye-bye. And by the way, Dan said that he got his Bears book. For some of you who were waiting for copies of it, you will have gotten them, too, if you didn't get them already. His arrived pretty quickly, so perhaps you will in the next couple of days. How about that? Yeah, we're doing that prize thing. The elves are working overtime. Here's another follow-up. This is a story that we talked about a bunch, and this is another one. You know, the wheels of justice turn very slowly. A former New Orleans police officer was convicted of fatally shooting a guy in Hurricane Katrina's aftermath, and another was convicted of burning the man's body, and that was just a sad, twisted tale, one of the worst things that came out of what happened after Katrina. This jury also convicted a third officer of writing a false report, so you know how this lined up. What they did was they shot a 31-year-old Henry Glover. There were two that were acquitted for the whole cover-up thing, But the jury convicted the others, convicted David Warren of manslaughter in his death, and that was outside a strip mall in September 2nd, 2005. And they said, look, he shot an unarmed man in the back. Then the other officer, Gregory McCray, I mentioned this already, he got convicted of burning the body in a car. And then you had a couple that were cleared of the charges. Then there was a Lieutenant McCabe who was convicted of writing a false report on the shooting and then lying to the FBI and a grand jury to boot. And there was a cloud over this case for a long, long time. You think of going back to when that happened, 2005. So Warren's been in custody since the indictment earlier in the year. He faces a maximum sentence of life, perhaps. And what happens with McCray and McCabe, that's, you know, yet to be seen what's going to happen there. In fact, the judge is setting a hearing on Friday, so that'll happen heading into the weekend, as to whether or not those two officers will be jailed while they wait for what their sentence is going to be. And the sad thing about this with the Katrina deal was there was 20 current or former New Orleans police officers that have been charged in a series of civil rights investigations, and the Glover death was the first of the cases to be tried. So that police department is in the wake of what happened with the looting, the bodies rotting on the streets for days. There was nowhere to take them. And there were a lot of hard things that were happening, and there were a lot of lives that were on the line. There's no doubt there was crazy things going on. So there wasn't a lot of time, and that's what a lot of the police said, to write reports or investigate the serious crimes, because they were constantly out there trying to help people. There were dangerous conditions. Certainly we knew from the people reporting what was happening that it wasn't a safe place to be in some of the spots around the Superdome and just in the city in general, because of course you had people that were hungry, people that were abandoned, had nowhere to go, you know the circumstances. And in some of these cases, that's what they're trying to say. Now, the jury afterwards said in this last case, in the Glover case, that they had to weigh the testimony against the words of some of the officers who admitted that they lied to the FBI or a grand jury or even both before they actually cooperated with the government. And I think there's some other police officers that are probably going to fall for other things that happened in that city on the heels of Hurricane Katrina. Have any thoughts on the show? You can send them to me at americatonight.net.